The Special Assignment by Allison Bentley, based on a true story. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them. Luke 6, verse 31. Elliot was excited to be in second grade. He had a new box of crayons and a new friend named George. Last year, Elliot had felt lonely at recess. But then George moved in. Now the two boys played together every day. They liked pretending to be secret agents, but today they were playing soccer.
Hey, kick the ball to me,
George yelled. Elliot kicked the soccer ball as hard as he could. Then George kicked the ball right into the net.
Score!
Elliot shouted. Everything was great. But then Oni showed up. Oni and his family had to move from another country to escape danger. He was pretty quiet and didn't have many friends. Now he sat down at the edge of the grass and just watched. The other boys didn't like Oni following them around.
Oni's the enemy,
one of the boys shouted.
Let's go play on the slide.
Elliot got a sick feeling in his stomach. He knew it wasn't right to run away from Oni. But if he stood up for Oni, maybe the other boys wouldn't want to play with him either. Maybe George wouldn't. Elliot thought about what he should do. He remembered how lonely he'd felt last year and how hard he'd prayed for friends. Maybe Oni was feeling that way now. Elliot thought about how Jesus helped people others didn't like. Elliot wanted to choose the right. After school, Elliot told Mom all about his problem.
That does sound tough,
Mom said.
Have you prayed to ask Heavenly Father for help?
How could he help?
Elliot asked.
Well, maybe he'll help us come up with a good solution. It's always good to have Heavenly Father on your team.
Elliot and Mom bowed their heads as Elliot said a prayer. Then he and Mom talked about some ideas for solving the problem. The next morning, Mom took Elliot to school early. They wanted to tell their ideas to Elliot's teacher. Mrs. Williams really liked their ideas, especially one. Later on, just before recess, Mrs. Williams asked Elliot and a few of the other boys to come up to her desk.
Boys, I have a special assignment, and I know I can trust you with it.
The boys looked up at their teacher.
I know a boy in the other class who could really use a friend. His name is Oni.
Some of the boys looked down at the floor.
Now, I don't want just any friends for Oni,
Mrs. Williams continued.
He needs some really good friends, which is why I thought of you boys. Can you boys find Oni at recess and help him feel included, and then come back and tell me how it went?
The boys stood up a little straighter. Elliot and George smiled at each other. They were on the case. When Mom picked Elliot up from school, she asked him how the day went.
It was great, Mom. Oni was so surprised that we all wanted to play with him. He had a big smile on his face all recess.
You know, Elliot, maybe Oni has been praying for a friend, just like you did last year. Maybe you are the answer to his prayers.
Elliot felt good to know that Heavenly Father had helped Oni, and now Elliot had another new friend, too. Mission accomplished. The author lives in California, USA.
Sidebar. One year, on my first day of school, I saw a little girl crying. I asked her why she was sad. She said she didn't have any friends. I told her I would be her friend. Her name was Raina. I was being kind by being a friend to her. Sophia L., age 8, Arizona, USA.
End of the story, The Special Assignment. Read by Scott Christopher, Gabriel Reinwand, Miles McClellan, Enzo Patello, Kara McClellan, Kristen Hawkins, and Shannon Nelson.